All right, welcome to this afternoon's service at Sumner Church of Christ. And as it is the first Sunday of the month, it is going to be a singing. I'm going to lead one song, number 104. I'm going to lead number 104, and afterward I'll have Brother Lee lead us in our opening prayer. So number one, what? Lee.
Yeah, that's who I just asked.
Don't worry, I was on top of it. So, number 104, and then our opening prayer. Do, so, mi, do, so, mi. When my way draweth near, precious Lord, linger near. When my life is almost gone, hear my cry, hear my call, hold my hand lest I fall. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home. When the shadows appear and the night draweth near and the day is past and gone, at the river I stand, guide my feet, hold my hand.
Join me in prayer. The singing sounds beautiful, by the way. Our Heavenly Father, we come to you in prayer now, thanking you for this opportunity we have to gather together, sing songs of praise unto you. We pray, Father, that our minds be concentrated wholly upon you and your Son. We thank you for sending your Son, for sending the gospel, that we might have a plan to follow. Please be with the elders and deacons here, that they would continue in a Christian way. We ask, Father, that you be with all those on the announcements that might be traveling, that might have a physical ailment. Touch them, heal them. We thank you for the opportunity for the memorial service yesterday. It was so edifying, and we hope, Father, and pray that the Eccles family was comforted. Be with all of us now as we come to you in song. Forgive us of our sins. In Christ's name, amen.
Amen. Let's do 683. But before I do that, are there any other requests for songs? Okay, 683 it is. Sing and be happy. So why wouldn't you be? Do me.
If the skies above are gray, you are feeling so blue. If your cares and burdens seem great. Do we know 643?
It's called God's family. I'm not familiar with it.
Okay.
How about you, Andrew?
No.
No, we can't see.
Sorry.
Oh. Yeah, we'll be Steve. Okay. I'm sorry. Number 368. 368.
Rock of ages, left for me.
The last verse starts with a sad thought of fleeting breath, closing your eyes in death, but then it follows the next line, when I rise to worlds unknown and behold thee on thy throne, rock of ages cleft from me. Let me hide myself in thee.
All right. See, number 285. What's 285? Okay. Number 285. Amen.
I'm
to take the Lord's Supper.
86. I stand amazed in the presence of Jesus the Nazarene.
Father, we continue our prayer to you at this time. Father, you might be with us as we partake of this fruit of the vine. Father, may we all see in it the blood that poured forth from his side when the spear pierced it. Father, to recognize just how much you really care. For this we ask in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Recognize how much Christ loved us. Now, how much do we love him? Father, be with those tonight who are giving to support the cause of your work in this land and in this world. Father, help us to do it in a manner that is well-pleasing in your sight. For this we ask in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I don't think it took 5 minutes to get up here, did it?
452.
Let's read the 8th Psalm. It's a beauty. This is a Psalm of David. He says, O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth, who have displayed your splendor above the heavens. From the mouth of infants and nursing babes, you have established strength because of your adversaries to make the enemy and the vengeful cease. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have ordained, what is man that you take thought of him, and the son of man that you care for him? Yet you have made him a little lower than God, and you crown him with glory and majesty. You make him to rule over the works of your hands. You have put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, also all the beasts of the field, the birds of the heavens and the fish of the sea, whatever passes through the paths of the sea. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth.
Amen.
Maybe it's the building, but it seems like you can have a full house like yesterday, and the singing sounds wonderful, and you can have not that as many, obviously, tonight, and the singing sounds wonderful. It's either that or you're all great singers. I don't know which one it is, but it sure sounds beautiful. Acoustics, I don't know, maybe. We got lucky on that one. We didn't design it for acoustics. 457, the last mile of the way.
My invitation song.
Is that what your invitation song is?
Yeah.
It says that, doesn't it?
It does.
Well, maybe I need to pick another one, or you need to pick another invitation song.
Yeah, invitation.
No, that's okay. I'm sorry. I didn't even look above that. I just saw the song on the board. Give me a minute. Well, let's see. Two. Did we sing two this morning? Or are you?
Yeah, no, we did.
We did sing two this morning, so I kind of want to. I got it. I know. I don't want to spoil them, though. Let's see. I'm going to yell out a song if they find one before I do. How about 124? I also wanted to sing number 229, but we'll do that next. 124. Yeah, sorry, whichever grandson put that up there. We did sing that earlier today. You must like that song a lot. Two twenty-nine. There's not a friend like Jesus.
Jesus knows all about
hum out a tune when everyone else is singing.
It is hard.
In your supplementals, number 4, the battle belongs to the Lord. It's number 4. The battle belongs to the Lord. It's number 4. I love that song, don't you?
Sing it again.
Yeah. Well, if I'm going to sing it again, we should sing two again, right? You want to sing the chorus again?
And we sing glory, honor, power, and strength to the Lord. We sing glory, honor, power, and strength to the Lord.
Amen.
I'm trying to choose the next song I wanted to sing. There's a different version of What a Friend We Have in Jesus, number 96, in this supplemental. I only brought one book up, supplemental. It's interesting because the sopranos and the altos sing the regular What a Friend We Have in Jesus song, and the basses and the tenors actually sing the same words, but a different beat. So if you notice, in verse 1, it's, What a friend we have in Jesus. That's the melody. But the bass goes, What a friend we have in Jesus. All our, it's not the same beat. So I thought this was interesting. I'm glad I don't have to sing the bass. Yeah, that is a pretty high note there. Let's try singing this. And if you all just sing the soprano, that's okay too. I just want to see what it would sound like if
can
we.
Can you give us dough?
Can I give you dough? Here's a buck. No, dough is actually F. Do mi so.
Oh,
sounded a little muddled from up here, but what did you think?
It's all right.
It's all right. Let's do one more, number 109 in the supplemental. Oh, fill my cup. We used to sing this in our other one, but it wasn't written, I don't think.
Since it's not quite 5:45, I'm going to sing a couple more songs, and then I'll do my invitation. And I believe after the invitation song is the announcements. Yes? Okay. 593. I think it's what it is. Nope, that was not it. 590. He will pilot me. I've done this once before. I'm not sure how many of you guys are familiar with it still, but my pitch pipe is missing. No. It was in my pocket.
No, it's not. Somebody pinched your pitch pipe?
No, I have one on my
phone. There you go.
I have the technology somewhere. No soul.
Although I cannot see the way or life's tempestuous siege, I know that Jesus is my friend and that he'll pilot me. He'll pilot me.
From the
tempestuous.
And 378. And then I'll talk, and then we'll sing number 457. No, so Song of Invitation is number 457, but before that, I saw my name on there for the song leader on Sunday nights on the first one, which means, hey, you're running the show, and you have the invitation. So it kind of, not struck me as odd, but I was kind of curious as to how invitation is defined. So I went to Google and I said, define invitation. And, you know, I didn't even make it to Webster's Merriam before it gave me three definitions. One, a written or verbal request inviting someone to go somewhere or to do something. Two, the action of inviting someone to go somewhere or to do something. They kind of go hand in hand. Or three, a likely or a situation or action that tempts someone to do something or make a particular outcome likely. Like an invitation for disaster if you do this, or an invitation for good times if you could do that, that sort of thing. That's sort of the invitation that that third definition is talking about. But those first two invitations are all over the book of Acts. I only wrote down three, and I know there's more. But and the first one that I wrote down is Acts 2:37 through 40. When they heard this, they came under deep conviction and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, "Brothers, what must we do?" "Repent," Peter said to them, "and be baptized, each of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is for you and your children, and for all who are far off, as many as the Lord our God will call." And with many other words, he testified and strongly urged them, saying, "Be saved from this corrupt generation. Come up and be, you need to be baptized." That was a point blank invitation / command by the apostles. Amen. Number two, Acts 8:36 through 38. And this is the Ethiopian eunuch. As they were traveling down the road, they came to some water. The eunuch said, "Look, there's water. What will keep me from being baptized?" And Philip said, "If you believe with all your heart, you may." And he replied, "I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God." Then he ordered the chariot to stop, and both Philip and the eunuch went down to the water, and he baptized him. This is where we get our, you have to verbally say that you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. That's where we get our, I don't want to call it a tradition, but that's where we get that command. And our last one is Peter talking to the Gentiles in Acts 10. While Peter was still speaking these words, the Holy Spirit came down on all those who heard the message. The circumcised believers who had come with Peter were astounded because the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out on the Gentiles also, for they heard them speaking in other tongues and declaring the greatness of God. Then Peter responded, "Can anyone withhold water and prevent these people from being baptized who have received the Holy Spirit just as we have?" And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. And then they asked him to stay for a few days, which he declined because he had to go back home. But the Bible is full of everything we need. And if you ever don't know how to invite someone, or you don't know how to give an invitation, as we like to call it these days, read the Bible. It'll give you plenty. I just gave you three of the more well-known examples. So this is an invitation. If you feel the need to obey the word of Christ and to come up and be baptized, please stand up as we sing this song, and we will be able to help you out with that. No. And then our closing prayer.
Nothing's been added since this morning. It was good to see Linda Goodman here this morning, recovering from her shoulder surgery. She had quite a tough couple of weeks there with a lot of pain. And so she's come through the worst of it, and we're glad for that. Let's keep praying for Linda, that she recovers fully from that surgery. Good to hear that Carol Gilliland, bronchitis, is improving. She's doing much better. And, of course, we want to keep the entire Eccles families in our prayers as we understand the loss which they have all suffered, and want to pray for their peace and for their comfort. Continue to keep Dorothy in your prayers as she's recovering from her surgery, too. And let's see here. We didn't get the exact day. Did we get the exact day the putter balls are leaving? I think it's maybe Saturday. They're leaving for a three-week trip to the Panama Canal. That's the latest I think I heard. So prayers for them as they travel. And then there will be a potluck next Sunday afternoon after services out at Harold and Sue Cook's place. And that will be at their clubhouse out there. And Andrew.
Several people have asked me, Karen's in Arizona.
Yes, that's right. Okay. Right. And coming back what day? You don't know? Okay. I know you're lonely. We have a flyer we just got, How Deep the Father's Love, an invitation to a cappella singing event, and that'll be at the church in Kirkland Church Building, October 22nd, that's a Saturday, at 6 p.m. So we'll post that for your information. And Sam's got our closing prayer.
You bow with me. Dear Father, we thank you for this day that you have blessed us with, this opportunity to come together on the first day and to worship you and to praise your name. We thank you that you sent down your Son to die for us, that he sat up on his throne and now rules heaven and earth, that we as the church can be a part of that kingdom, that we can come together as brothers and friends and saints and be edified together and lift up one another in honor and in love and in good times and laughs. I ask you to be with those that could not be with us and those that are sick. Please help those that are going through colds and other seasonal ailments. Be with Kelly Eccles and her healing of her procedure on her eye. Be with Dorothy Baver and her recovery from her surgery. We ask you to also be with all those that are traveling. Be with Karen Drake. Be with the Putterbaws as they go on their vacation. It is wonderful to always know that you are with us. And when we go to go spend time with those that we love or to go enjoy your creation, that you're there and that the things that we get to enjoy are come from you. Be with us this week as we go about our week, our work. Help us to keep our minds on you, to find opportunities to shine our light. Help us to remember that your Son is the greatest example we have, and that we need to remember to be like him. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.